This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch, not that big pitch, this one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. We appreciate you showing up for our show today. We know you have a lot of choices out there, but you're choosing to spend it right here with us. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. Also, BigPitchRadio.com. You'll get to hear a lot of our past shows. I got to tell you, I think we're approaching, 300 shows, like really close. I got to check that out. We might have surpassed it. We didn't have our 300 show anniversary, but we are very blessed to have you guys listen to us today. We're so, so thankful. This is where we pitch, invest in, and grow businesses every single day. I'm Jason Gary with my wonderful, wonderful co-host, Marla Tabaka, top 10 contributing author at Inc. Magazine. And I'm so glad to have you here today, Marla. How are you?
Hey, Jason, I'm still waiting for that case of champagne that you promised when we hit 250.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, two are on their way right now. Let's go ahead and get that set up for her, guys. And very excited to have her on. And Kevin Harrington is doing what he does very, very well, which is go out and visit businesses and do business all over the world and country. And right now he's in Canada. He'll be out for the next two shows, today and next show. But we miss him, and we can't wait to have him back as well. Of course, he's the original shark on Shark Tank, considered the pioneer of the infomercial business. And so he'll be back with us. And very, very excited to welcome him back when he gets back. So with that, we have a great show, Marla. Without further ado, I want to kind of kick this puppy off and get right into it, because our show is jam-packed with a bunch of great information and guests. So talk to the audience about who we have on today.
Absolutely. We do have a great show today, Jason. And we have with us in the first part of the show, Chaim Daba. And what an incredible background this gentleman has. And so I'm very excited to introduce him to our audience. And then in the second part of the show, we have our resident expert attorney, Amy Tepper, joining us, which is always very informative.
Great. And if you have some questions, go to Facebook, Twitter, and ask those questions. We'll get some of those answered on the air today. Very excited to have her on. And Chaim, let's kick it off. Really excited. You talk about kids. Kids is a big industry. And clothing, it's a big issue for people out there trying to find the right clothing for their children and figure out what works, what doesn't. Well, Chaim and his company sort of solves this a little bit. Chaim Daba is currently the co-founder and CEO of Kidbox. He is also the founder and managing partner of HDS Capital, focusing on early-stage technology startups. Most recently, he was executive director, group president of Lai and Fung USA, the $20 billion Hong Kong-based global supply chain provider of consumer goods. Chaim has developed deep retail relationships throughout his more than 30 years of experience focused on fashion, brand building, and marketing. His brand portfolio includes recognizable brands like Regatta, Simply Vera Wang, Daisy Fuentes, Ellen Tracy, Nicole Miller, Keds, and Skechers. An expert in the brand management field, he is considered a pioneer of the proprietary brand business model. In 2007, Chaim sold his company, Regatta USA, to Lion Fung and stayed on to run its women's business. He was also an early-stage investor in Isaac Mizrahi before selling his equity to Chanel. Chaim serves on the advisory boards of Metamorphic Ventures, Stylistics, Inc., Global, and Kids Fashion Delivers, and the largest nonprofit in fashion dedicated to collecting and distributing new clothing to children. He is also a Disruptor Foundation Fellow. When he is not immersed in all things tech and fashion, Haim spends his time and as an avid, passionate tomato farmer. I love that ending right there, Haim. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Pitch Radio. You know, talk about a twist. That's very good, man.
Actually, tomatoes are in the greenhouse, ready to already budding.
Wow.
I love it, man. Nice. I love it. Yeah. So you have a green thumb, and apparently you know how to produce a lot of other green and money and good opportunities and businesses and with the fund that you run and whatnot. So very cool stuff. You know, Haim, tell us, you know, you got so much of a story background. Before we get into, you know, what's going on with Kid Box and things like that, tell us, where did you grow up? Are you from the States or overseas?
I was actually, you know, born in Israel, and I came to the States over 45 years ago as a kid, and went to school here, and started in retail as a stock boy in a company called Big D Discount Stores. Grew up, became a manager, then a district manager, then a partner there, and then ended up starting a company called Gitano together with my brothers and my dad. That was sold. Then started another company called Regatta. We sold that in 2007. Stayed in to run the U.S. business of the company that acquired us. And then after about almost 35 years in retail, decided to leave retail and look at something more fun, like startup and tech ventures. So we started a venture fund called HDS Capital, which is a family fund. Loved doing that, mentoring young kids. Interesting thing is that when you do mentoring, you really learn more than you mentor. You know, when you hang out with young kids, yesterday I was teaching at MIT, and the reality is you really learn a lot more than what, you know, in giving than what you get, you know. But this idea of KidBox, that's KidBox.com, is an idea that hopefully will make it much more easier for mom to shop. It's what it is. It's basically the first kid-style box that combined cool, great national brand with amazing savings, and a mission to clothe children in need. The idea here, and we created this company, KidBox, as a mission-driven company. So for every box that we sell, we are clothing a child in need. I've been involved with this foundation called KIDS that has been for 30 years devoting itself to give children new clothing. And it kind of, you know, I remember a few years ago when I went to one of the distribution center, we forget that most poor children really always get used clothing and hand-me-down, and they rarely get new clothes. And when they get new clothes, it's such an exciting thing for them. They get a little good feeling about it. It's almost like a present. So the idea here is when you get your box of new clothes, and you open it, and the mom and the kid then can start a conversation about, wow, we got this new clothes. You know, let's see how we can help and how we can help somebody who is in need. And we ask the mom and the child to help us choose what kind of a needy child needs it, like somebody perhaps from a military family that doesn't have enough money, or a single mom, or somebody from a homeless shelter. And perhaps that's the very first conversation the mom and kid have about giving. And we developed a mission-based company to make that happen.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, it's interesting because I love that you're trying to inspire the people that, you know, are getting these new clothes to also then pay that forward, right? It's not just about here, you get this, you know, let's try to see if we can create a viral sort of giving mentality, a viral pay it forward mentality. And so I think that's very, very fascinating that you encourage that dialogue to take place amongst the recipients of the clothes that you guys give out there. How many, real quickly, then we got to run the break, but how many boxes have you guys sold?
We just started in at the end of March, so we're the very early stage of our company.
Yep.
We are exceeding our expectation. I mean, the results have been just amazing.
Great. That's fantastic. And I'm sure that you guys have a team that, you know, is going to help this, get this to the marketplace more and things like that. I'm sure you guys are developing all that as well. And it's fascinating to see this, because I'd love to see this go huge, right? I mean, it's a huge need. When we come back, I want to find out, you know, what you guys saw in the marketplace in terms of the, you know, gap and that you're filling. You know, is it
sure?
You know, is it the convenience factor? Is it, you know, that, you know, it's hard to pick the right things and match them up? And so let's talk about that when we come back,
sure,
you know, with Haim as well. And also want to find out, you know, what are some things you see coming down the pipe in terms of some of the things that you've learned, you know, as a investor, as working in the retail industry? What are some things that you see coming down the pipe in your own business that you're going to probably apply to this new venture in order to help facilitate future successes, right? So I want to see how you're translating some of the same skill sets from what you've done in the past to what you're going to be doing now. So we'll do that when we come back. We're spending some great time with Haim Dabba, who is with a great company called Kidbox, and they make a great product that delivers kids to your home. Delivers clothes to your home for your kids. Now, that's a whole other business we could talk about there, Haim. So stick around here. Listen to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now, lots of compliments from friends and colleagues, but you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Did you know that 29 million Americans have type 2 diabetes? Hi, I'm Senator Kay Wolf from Kansas and chair of Women in Government, reminding you to visit your doctor to get screened for type 2 diabetes. Managing type 2 diabetes can be an uphill battle. An early intervention plan developed by your doctor, including diet and exercise, can be the key to helping you reach your health goals. Talk with your doctor about testing your blood sugar levels. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold in shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And we are here with Chaim Dabah and 30 years in retail left behind, kind of, sort of, and now tech venture funding. Chaim, that's just a wonderful transition. I know that you're having fun working with startups because I work with them too, and it's just a blast. And this new venture you're involved in, Kidbox, kidbox.com, tell us about what kind of research you did to test the viability of this idea and the feedback that you got that convinced you to take it to market.
So when we walked into stores looking to test this idea, we realized that mom were not having fun shopping with the kids in the stores. We kept on hearing, you know, hurry up, let's get out of it. And then when we talked to mom, a lot of moms, we heard that they obviously have no time, and we also heard that they're feeling really guilty about not spending more time with their kids. Mm-hmm. And even though some moms or a lot of moms are shopping online, we found out when you shop online, there's a little price anxiety when you buy kids clothes. So you have stuff in your cart and you're about to buy this T-shirt from whether it's Target or J. Crew, and you're not sure if it's the right price, and you put it in a cart and you're taken out. And, you know, so this whole idea of price anxiety. And then kids' clothes always grow out quickly. So we basically decided to solve that problem by giving mom more time and reinventing how parents shop for kids. So the idea is you basically go online, you fill up a very simple quiz. It's less than like 2 minutes, which basically looks at pictures and kind of, you know, you tell us what style your kid is. We ask some fun questions there, and then we send you a box of 7-item of clothing containing national brand, great brand like Sevenfold, Mankind, Diesel, Reebok, etc. All amazing kid brand clothing. We don't charge you anything, so it is no shipping. So when you place your order, you'll credit card is not charged. We ship you the box free. You get the box, you open it up at home. You then try to close at the convenience of your home. Mm-hmm. And then 7 days after you receive the box, we then ask you to decide whether you keep in the clothes. And if you keep the clothes, only then you're charged. So you're basically shopping at the convenience of your home.
Wow, that's awesome. And I know that kids probably get a much bigger thrill out of opening this box of clothes than going to the store, sitting in a cart, or having to hold mom's hand and walk through the aisles. That's just such a drag. I remember having to do that.
And we make it fun for them. There is a surprise gift in every box.
Nice.
It's a surprise ball. So you kind of like open there's something inside that little surprise ball. It's wrapped as a gift. The box is actually addressed to the child rather than to the mom. Mm-hmm. So it's a fun experience. And then tying it up with a conversation about charity is really like it adds an emotional connection to it.
I love that. I love that. So how did you officially launch and get word out? What were your best strategies?
The best strategy is basically to so we actually launched with there was a pretty strategic press placement. So we got a lot of press when we launched. And we decided to kind of like launch small rather than big, so we kind of learn and keep on tweaking. We're not in a hurry. But immediately we realized that demand was much greater than we had planned. We are using a lot of mom bloggers to put the word out, and a lot of mom bloggers are very, very passionate about it. The amount of mom bloggers that want to do things with us is just really amazing. We have a whole. Our team is really overwhelmed by the need to communicate with them. But we're loving it because a lot of them are really passionate about the idea of giving and educating the kids about giving. So all of that stuff will kind of become viral, and then obviously you do strategic Facebook advertising to kind of, reach your target audience. And we're learning. The reality is that. We're learning every day how to reach our customers and how to best talk to them.
Yeah. Well, today I think that consumers don't see a distinction between the online and offline shopping, and that, smart retailers are really using tactics than their storefront. And that's exactly what you're doing, only you don't have the brick and mortar storefront, but you're just merging the technology and the retail in such a brilliant way.
Yeah. And the way that we envision this is Kidbox is very practical. So it's got value for the money. It's got trusted national brand. It's convenient and efficient. It's also smart and very personalized, but it also have an emotional component, which is like opening a surprise box and then getting the delight of enjoying it.
Yeah.
And then the discovery of it and the social responsibility. Yeah. So the combination of the two are kind of like a lot of fun.
It is. And Chaim, we have just, unfortunately, like 2 minutes left, but I have a really quick question I'd love to ask. We do everything here that we can on Big Pitch to give inventors and startups a leg up in getting their products to the market. And I'm wondering, with all your retail experience, if you have some insights, if you could share your knowledge and offer a few tips to our listeners on how to get through to those retailers and get through to the right people who can really make a difference.
So that's a very good question. And whenever you have a good idea, the idea is only as important as you can execute on it.
Mm-hmm.
And having access to big box retailer whom I worked with for years is very important. The first thing that I would advise your listeners is to have somebody on their advisory board that has some sort of retail relationship. So whenever you want to talk to a retailer, it is much easier to have somebody open the door for you, somebody who knows somebody in that retail organization to open the door. That does not mean that you're going to get your product, placed or your service placed there, but at least you have somebody right who's listening to the opportunity. I think that is really critical, and it's important to find, advisors that will help you do that. And sometimes it's well worth it to give some of these advisors an appropriate advisory fee to help do that. The other thing is that when you're dealing with those retailers, you have to determine what are measurable results for them. Everybody wants to define what the measurable results for them. And many times when you want to open the door, you may have to go there and offer your product, initially for the first 2 or 3 months without fee to see that it works. But never offer it for free. It's okay to give them a test period, but don't cheapen your product by offering it for free. Give them a test period, after which they have to start paying.
Mm-hmm. Great advice. And tell our listeners again, Chaim, where they can find you.
They can find us at kidbox.com. And if anybody has a great idea, they can always reach us at HDS Capital. We are still looking for great opportunities to invest in.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being on Big Pitch Radio today, Chaim. It's just been a pleasure having you.
Hey, stick around, Chaim, after the break. I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
We'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Napa know-how!
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge. The same logo on the store and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart. Only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving driving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Boy, what a great guest, Haim. Haim Daba has got KidBox.com, and go check that out, KIDBOX.com. If you want an easy way to find clothes for your kids, have it delivered. You don't have to pay for 7 days. If you like them, you pay. It's really simple, really easy. I love the concept. The clothes look nice, too. And they also give back, for every pair of clothes that a box that's bought, they give clothes away, new clothes to children in need, which I really like, and the collateral benefit and effect on those people and those families, and it's huge. So great. So we are here. We have, as always, our in-house legal counsel that's here to answer questions, and we got some questions that came in from the audience out there. So welcome, Amy. It's nice to have you on Big Pitch Radio again, as always.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
Good.
We are great. We've been having a great show. Let's hope that you keep this going.
No pressure, Amy.
No pressure, but I did want to ask, was that last guest something to do with boxes, Jason?
Listen, it's unbelievable how much I'm exposed to boxes lately. I just can't get away from boxes. But it's great, right? Kid box, legal in a box. We're going to be talking to business in a box. And it's just a lot of boxes. But it's cool. Absolutely, Amy. How funny that he's on when you're on today. But to the point of all the people out there listening, they've had some great questions coming in. And I want to jump in because, it's important that the ones that are asking, I think, are very, very important to a lot of small business out there. So the first question that came in was for somebody in San Angelo, Texas. It says, what is small claims court and how is it different than other types of litigation?
So that's a good question, especially for small business folks. So what small claims court is as an individual or as a company, you can essentially represent yourself and file a complaint, a piece of litigation in your state court, in your area where the incident occurred or where the contract wasn't fulfilled. And what that does is that it gives you access to the court system to get some remedies without having to necessarily engage attorneys. And as a matter of fact, when you go to small claims court, you cannot bring your attorney. You have to represent yourself, but it's capped. So for you, typically in each state, it's about $10,000 is the cap for individuals, and somewhere between $5,000 and $7,500 for corporations or companies. So what it does is it provides a way to, maybe get access to an outstanding bill that's been unpaid without bringing in, a whole cavalry of attorneys when, the cost is just not there because it might be a smaller piece. So it's a good option for anyone who wants to kind of try to really get their money back if it's not working in typical avenues.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, there's you got to represent yourself. So hopefully you do a good job doing that. The second question is, should I have an arbitration clause in my vendor contracts? And what exactly is arbitration? That's actually a really good question. You hear about that a lot out there.
Yeah. So what arbitration is an alternative to traditional litigation, the traditional court process, either state or federal court. So what arbitration is something that's a little bit more relaxed. So it's sort of litigation taken down a couple notches. And people, a lot of companies want that in their contract because it is typically less expensive, typically, not always, but most of the time. It's a little bit less formal. There are some discovery procedures. You do have to get an attorney for arbitration, but you don't have to go to court. So instead of a judge, you would be in front of an arbitrator. And those arbitrators very often are retired judges, but or retired attorneys, or but you know, they have a JD themselves, and then the arbitrator essentially listens to both sides of the cases. You present your evidence, you present your witnesses, and then you know it works a little bit easier than full blown litigation. So a lot of companies tend to want that because it is less expensive and a little bit easier to maneuver.
Amy, so I was working with one of my small business clients yesterday, and he was positioning himself to give away a whopping 35% of his equity to a potential partner. And, you know, I warned him against that, and actually I'm going to introduce you to him today. But talk to us about some of the things that entrepreneurs need to think about when offering equity at all, and what they need to do to protect themselves.
Yeah, so it's I think it's probably fairly attractive, especially when you're at the startup phase, to meet someone who wants to get on board, who believes in your vision, who sees the dream and wants to kind of help get there with you. And so instead of money, because we don't, you know, necessarily have any money in the coffers as a startup, we offer them equity. And so equity means nothing when there's no money on the table. And so that's all well and good. But as things progress, then, you know, for every $100 that person makes, you know, $35 of that 100 will go to that partner. So what begs the question there is, you know, number one, how confident do you feel with this partner? Number two, do you have something in agreement, have something in writing like an agreement that demonstrates kind of what each of your roles will be, what each of you will bring to the table? And then third, you know, the equity doesn't have to just be given. The equity can be vested, which means that, you know, over the course of time, we can kind of build in a trial period into the agreement so that, you know, we can kind of use it as a testing ground so that we don't give away all the equity at one time.
Mm-hmm. And when we use the terms earned equity versus vested equity, are they the same or what's the difference there?
So vested equity just simply means you have to there are contingencies on that equity. So in other words, there are certain prerequisites that an individual would have to accomplish before that equity vests. Very similar to a 401k where you're at an employer's and you have to stay for X amount of time before you're vested in that 401k. So it's really kind of just this buffer period to try things out.
Okay. We have a final question from a gentleman who runs a digital marketing firm and says that his employees by nature of the job have to be on social media. And he wants to know what he can do to protect himself as an employer and keep them on track in social media.
So social media, it's important, you know, really crucial policy to have in everybody's handbook because everybody's online, everybody's on the socials, and that's sort of how it is. And so I think the more that employers sort of acknowledge that and set guidelines in place, things will be successful. So social media includes sort of this huge scope of, you know, posting information, blogs, websites, online journals, diaries, social networks, obviously, web bulletin boards, chat rooms. And so what the overarching principle that I give advice to is those are avenues in which bad behavior can exist. So we just want to make sure that in our policies we have a way to rein in employees and a clear, you know, honest and accurate and precise guideline as to what you can and cannot do. You know, post only appropriate content, only respectful content, maintain the confidentiality of our trade secrets and confidential information, express only your personal opinion, never that you're speaking on behalf of the employer. And so those kind of specific examples in a policy will help I think, navigate that, you know, kind of very gray area of social media.
Yeah, it truly is a gray area. Well, Amy, as always, we are thrilled to have you here today, and I'd love for you to tell our listeners where they can find you. A couple places, quite a few places.
Yeah. You can find me in quite a few places. Well, first, I'm at amytepperlaw.com, amytepperlaw.com, and you can also find me at Legal in a Box. I am on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn at Legal in a Box, and an attorney for every business. That is that's where you can find me, and that's what you can find when you get there.
Fabulous. Thank you, Amy. You have a fabulous rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great day.
See you, Amy.
Bye-bye, guys.
And you're listening to the Big Pitch Radio. I sure hope you'll join us over in social media at Big Pitch Radio on Twitter and the Big Pitch Radio Show. So we always look forward to hearing from you. And that's where you can send your questions in for Amy, because she is just such a wealth of knowledge, Jason, and we love having her here. So everybody out there, make sure to take advantage of that. I mean, free legal advice. Hello. And send those questions in so we can get to you. And when we come back, Jason, we're going to talk about how great leaders keep their top performers happy.
Five things you can count on when using LegalZoom for your business. Number one, reliability. You know, more than a million people have already trusted LegalZoom to help them start their businesses. Incorporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, and more use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. You can count on LegalZoom for all of the details. They've been helping all types of business owners for 15 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready to help with your questions, all based in the U.S. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in 48 states. You'll get answers to your legal questions, and they can review supplier contracts, employment laws, and help with most of the day-to-day situations that pop up. And finally, number five, there are no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Make the smart choice for your business today at LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone,
like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. And we're very excited. We want to thank all our veterans and soldiers out there. They are the very brave men and women that protect the very freedoms that we enjoy on a daily basis. And I always like these segments. You know, Marla obviously writes for Inc. magazine out there. And, you know, she gets a chance to interview a lot of great people and come up with some great advice and tips. And a lot of times we'd like to bring these on the show. And today's no exception. Today she's here to talk about how great leaders keep top performers happy and productive. This is a big one, Marla. And I'm really interested to hear, you know, what you guys have come up with around this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jason, this is one of the trick questions that I ask entrepreneurs all the time to distinguish the leaders from the entrepreneurs, you know. And, you know, what is your company's number one asset? And a really smart leader knows that that is always the employees. I mean, without your employees, you're not going to deliver your product or your service or anything else. You're not going to build your culture. I mean, it's just so obvious that it's the employees. And yet, over 50% of employees who leave a company do so because of the relationship with their boss. So even if that's not you, the entrepreneur at the helm, who has that direct relationship with the employee, the managers need to be trained to recognize these employees and their needs and build a great relationship with them. And you just don't want that disengaged workforce because it really can destroy actually a company's value. And I had the honor of collaborating with our friend Dave Bookbinder on this article that's over at Inc.com. Just search Marla Tabaka. It's this week's article. And Dave is a valuation expert, as you know. And he is really kind of getting a new line of thought out there to valuation experts and to entrepreneurs. And he's doing a series on LinkedIn called the New ROI, Return on Individuals, because, you know, the way that they've placed value on employees in the past, I think, is it's just shifting. And Dave is bringing attention to that and really pointing out that the difference makers in an organization are not always necessarily the people who stand out as managers and such. Difference makers are the ones who ask the right questions. They see the whole picture. They go outside of their networks and gather ideas so they can have a lot of different perspectives and moving forward. And they know that good enough is never really good enough. So they also get a sense of pleasure from accomplishment. And so you want to give them ownership of their projects. And they will help you in the short term, but they will really build value into your business in the future so that you can exercise your exit strategy, whatever that is, in a really, really successful way. So Dave has some tips, and I'm just going to briefly go over them. Again, you can read this article. I love this article over on Inc.com. One of the things that Dave says is for difference makers, you really need to understand their goals, their personal goals, and tie them into the organization. I think that Chaim, who we interviewed earlier, is really doing that. You know, he has these personal goals of helping people, of helping children and clothing, and he's bringing that into his new organization. And so, for instance, if you have an employee who has aspirations to start their own business, allow them, we call them intrapreneurs, right? Allow them or him or her to pursue entrepreneurial endeavors inside of the company. And by aligning the individual's goals with those of the company, you're going to turn what Dave says, you'll turn a mercenary, somebody who works for the top dollar, into a missionary, somebody who believes in and is really loyal to the organization. So create these relationships. And obviously, always invest in your employees. Drives me crazy when I talk to an entrepreneur and they're not investing back into their employees. And I don't mean like perks, like having free pop in the kitchen or something like that. We're talking professional development, training, coaching. I'm being approached by more and more leaders who understand the value of actually extending coaching, offering that coaching to their employees to help them to create that balance that we're all looking for, and they become better employees. So that's just a critical thing to do. And, you know, we talked a little bit about this, but make sure you create that connection and adopt a leadership style that resonates with your difference makers. Very, very important. And make sure your actions are always in alignment with your words, okay? These people, again, they don't quit their jobs. They're quitting their bosses. So you've got to be, you know, have some integrity when you go in and really put action behind your words. And you want to understand, too, that it's for them, it's about more, it's not about the money, it's about meaningful work and being a part of something bigger than the task at hand. So while compensation is important, you want to ask them those probing, provocative questions and identify areas that really need improvement without being judgmental. So if you let them do that and you let them have at it, then they're really going to improve upon whatever systems you put in place and whatever you're going to offer. So allow them to do that. And lastly, remember, they need, you know, that mental stimulation, right? So surround them with high caliber colleagues. And, you know, it's like when you look at athletes, no one athlete is going to make a team successful, right? So surround your difference makers with talented players and allow that top talent to collaborate and to reap the benefits of that collaboration. And just remember that your top performers are inspired and motivated by internal factors, not external ones. And we are really addressing millennials here when we say that too. They're not the people who are just working and wait for that weekend to come like so many have, you know. Now we say TGM, thank God it's Monday, right? And people look forward to that. So these are just a few things that you can do to really engage them and help them to be more productive.
That's very good. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's all about, like I said, making sure that you're minding your business but minding your employees. And I love the, you know, return on individual return. I love that. You know, that's really what it's about. So very, very good stuff. Thank you, David, for that. Thank you, Marla, for writing the article. And I'm sure a lot of people gleaned a lot of great insight into what they could be doing better in their own businesses. So, hey, that was a great show. What a wonderful show. Chaim was fantastic, and Amy was fantastic, and that information was fantastic. It just doesn't get much better than that. We're very excited. We got a great show coming up tomorrow, and come back and join us. It's been just wonderful, wonderful today, and just I've learned so much. So you haven't listened to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. A lot of past shows over there. Go to Twitter, Facebook, like us, follow us. We appreciate that at Big Pitch Radio. For Marla Tabaka, I'm Jason Gehry, and this is where you pitch, invest, and grow every day. So we thank you so much for joining us. We know you have a lot of choices out there, but choosing to spend it right here with us. We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.